Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Elfrida Love, and today we have a very special guest. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to arise, Lord, and we were able to go about our way, Lord. We're asking would you bless our guest, Mr. Roger, as he come on the ministry and share his gifts that you have given unto him. We ask that each listener and each person who is going to listen be blessed and just receive the word that Mr. Roger has for us concerning his book, Lord. We thank you for the Love of Jesus Ministry, and we ask for your continued anointing and blessings. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. And I would like to read, it's actually a psalm real quick, and it's going to come from Psalm 136, 1 through 3. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 3. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, doers, and the seekers of his holy word. I would like to introduce our guest today. Our guest is a native of northern Indiana. He was raised on a farm. He graduated from Purdue University. He has served as vice president of sales and marketing, and he's currently embarking on a part-time position as a professor. He's a father, he's a husband, and, I mean, he's a great author. And without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Mr. Roger Ladig. Mr. Roger, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me, and I have a few questions to ask about your new book, okay?
Yep.
Entitled Finding Purpose and Joy. Okay, my first question would be, what inspired you to write this wonderful book?
Well, throughout life, like all of us do, I face different forms of adversity. Some of them were as a result of my choices, and some were out of my control. The ones that were a result of my choices adversely affected my dearest relationships. When I began realizing that blaming others never solved problems, my greatest lessons came from learning that my attitude and actions were the only things that were in my control. When I started taking responsibility for them, things began changing for the better. More importantly, each adversity has and is still helping me grow in my faith in God. Over the past few years, several people that were facing adversity in their relationships have asked me to mentor them. And then some of them began suggesting that I ought to write a book. Until recently, I wasn't feeling the call to write it. That changed a few months ago when my wife really encouraged me to do so. That was like a sign from God, as it signaled that we were both on the same page and in harmony. And those are the reasons that that really inspired me to write the book.
And that's great. That's great. Okay. And that word adversity really stood out to me, because many times when we're going through things, sometimes the only way that we can really release the pressure is to begin to write it out and make those words come alive so that we can receive healing from the words which we're given. That's good. Okay. So in your book, what do you hope people will take away from this particular book? What are your themes and topics?
Well, my hope is that when people read it, that they will consider a few things. One is that today is not our destination, but it's just a point in our journey, and that's true of everybody. You know, we might feel really discouraged now or really down. But we need to realize that's just a point in our journey. In fact, as I was writing the book, Finding Purpose and Joy, I added a tagline at the end of it that says, it's a journey. And it's really what I hope people realize, is that no matter where they're at right now, there's a future. This is the first day of the rest of our lives. And our choices will determine our future. And a lot of people maybe don't even understand, but we can choose, make choices that will really affect our future. When we don't realize that we can make choices, a lot of times we'll end up feeling like a victim. And that causes one to feel defeated and hopeless. But when we can understand that we have the ability to make choices, we're no longer out of control. Taking personal responsibility gives hope, because it is the only thing that we really have the possibility of affecting. We can't control others. We can't change others. Now, we might be able to influence them, but sometimes we let other people frustrate us because they don't do what we want them to do. And then we're the one that's really upset. So if we can understand that all we can do is take responsibility for our own choices, then we can have hope. And each of us is on a spiritual journey, even if we don't realize it. Everybody has a spirit, and our journey may be towards serving God, or it may be a different direction. But as we are open to allowing God into our hearts and minds, we begin to understand that if we really believe that God is sovereign, He has a plan. And as we develop trust in that, we no longer need to dwell on worry and anxiety. Because, you know, as it says in Philippians 4, 6, and 7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, through prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and He will give you peace that transcends understanding. And as we become free in Christ by living with the attitude of Christ, it frees us up to understand our true purpose. And because of that, we start feeling joy and peace in ways that we'd never have before. So also, it's my hope and prayer that this book may become a tool for one-on-one mentoring from one person to another, as a tool for a small group discussion. It's broken up into chapters with some questions at the end of each chapter that will stimulate really good dialogue.
Okay. That's great. And I like that dialogue part, and also interacting with others as one is reading the book. That's excellent. Now, tell me a little bit about the genre of the book. Is this a spiritual book or a personal growth book? What type of book is this?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. When I set out to write it, I didn't want it to be a book that would scare people away, that maybe would be turned off by church or religious type of things on one hand. But on the other hand, we all do have a spirit, and we're spiritual in nature. And although I'm a Christ follower, this book does not promote Christianity as a religion by telling people that you should do this or shouldn't do this. Rather, it just focuses on developing a Christ-like attitude. And what I've learned over the years is Christ gave us great instruction on how to live. And when we live with the attitude of Christ, it brings love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control into our lives. And when we live like that, other people are attracted to us because we encourage them and build them up. So this book is not a book about rules and regulations, but rather it's about treating each other with love, respect, forgiveness, and high trust. Virtually, about every human being lives with a lot of anxiety and stress because of choices. And if we can understand that we can make choices that prevent stress and anxiety, it brings a lot of peace. And that's really what my hope is. that this book will help us all find our true purpose in life and be filled with joy.
Great, great. Now, speaking of being filled with joy, can you tell me the reactions of different people who have read your book, family, friends, individuals who have given you reviews concerning your book?
Yes. Before I published my book, I had my family read it, and about a half a dozen friends that I trust highly that they would be honest with me and tell me the way they really saw it and not just sugarcoat it to make me feel good. They all were very very encouraging to me and felt that it was a book that needed to be published and made available to people. And then people that outside that circle that have read it, and including those that have commented online on Amazon.com, have used words like it's very uplifting, it's relevant, it's life-changing. I couldn't put the book down when I was reading it. It's honest. It gives me so much hope for the future. I wish I would have had read the book 20 years ago. And every rating on Amazon.com so far is a 5-star rating.
Great. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. Okay. Now, if there was one thing you could say to the world about the greatness of the book that God has blessed you to write, what would you say?
Well, first off, what you just said is actually right. This is not about me, and it's not about me being a great author or bringing glory to myself. That's not at all why I wrote it. I wrote it because I believe it's a story that God had me live through to share it with others to hopefully be an encouragement. And so I do give him all the glory for it. And my hope is that people will realize, again, that we're all just on a journey. Today is not our destination, and that there is hope for the future. And the hope in the future comes with God's help. At the same time, our choices will determine a large part of our future. And if we can get a vision in our mind of who we want to be, not necessarily what kind of job, what kind of character, what kind of family, what kind of spiritual life do we want to have 20 years down the road or 30 years down the road? If we can get a clear picture of that, then it's much easier to make choices, our daily choices, that will either take us closer to that vision or farther away. And the ones that take us closer are good decisions. And the choices we make that would take us away from what we want to be 20 years from now, those are bad choices. So if we can understand that our choices make such a significant difference, it'll really help us. And another thing is that each of us, God didn't put us on the earth, none of us, accidentally. We're all here for a reason and for a purpose. And we all, God gave us dignity. And it's not up to humans to take dignity away from one another, but to embrace it and encourage one another. And in doing that, when we can find our real purpose, joy will come with it. Those are the things that I really hope people can take away from the book.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, and so if someone wanted to know how to contact you concerning your book or where your book is, what information would they need from you?
Well, the simplest way to do it is just to go to my website. It's www.findingpurposeandjoy. That's all one word, findingpurposeandjoy.com. Again, that's www.findingpurposeandjoy.com. And when they go to that site, there's a place that you can click to go to Amazon to buy either the Kindle version or the paperback version. And then there's more about the book in there and a couple interviews that I've had, a little bit about me as the author. And I also have a blog that people can opt in on when they go to that page, that if they want to continue to hear more about this story and little pieces at a time. I post a blog about every 2 or 3 weeks. So that's the best way to learn more about the book. And there, if they'd want to email me, my email address is on that site as well.
Okay, great, Mr. Roger. I appreciate your time. And also, do you have any other words that's on your heart that you would like to share before we conclude this interview?
I just want to be an encouragement to people that people may not feel that there's a reason why they're on this earth, but God promises that's not the case. There's value in every individual. And the adversity that we face in life, we many times think is bad. But the truth is, if we look at James, the book of James, it says, rejoice in your trials, because I use those trials to help build your character and develop you in your Christ-likeness. And if we can switch our minds to see trials as an opportunity to learn and to grow, we all become better. And I just want to be an encouragement to others along those lines. One last thing in reference to the book, I've included several verses in the addendum at the end that are good for daily meditation on things that affect us on a daily basis. Things like what God has to say about worry, what God has to say about vision, what God has to say about forgiveness, what he has to say about unity and the fruit of the Spirit. So there are other references in there that I think would be helpful on a daily, ongoing basis as well.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much for your time, Mr. Roger. And if you would continue to follow the ministry, and if you have any other authors or friends who are in the music ministry, please send them my way.
I will do that, and I appreciate you giving me this opportunity. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you, and God bless.
God bless you as well.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Roger. If you want to hear a playback of this great and wonderful interview concerning his book about purpose, please log on to my blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDA. LOVE, be sure to do that. And also encourage your family and friends to log on and also connect with me on blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. In addition to that, please go to the I Got to Have Faith Facebook page and like that page, because that's where I'm going to have many updates. The Lord has blessed me to come in contact with many individuals who you see on TV, and many individuals who are in the gospel industry, as well as actors, writers, publicists, different individuals, and you get to hear firsthand the gifts that the Lord has given them, because believe it or not, even when you see these individuals on television, or if you see them ministering, or if you see them teaching, these individuals were given their gifts from God. It's the same source, so it comes right back. And so God says there is no secret what he can do for what he's done for others. If we trust and believe in him, he can do the same thing for you. Now, there's something about that particular saying. We cannot want someone else's blessings, amen. We have to ask God what he wants to give us. We have to ask God, what is our gift? My gift is not singing, but I love to speak and I love to interact with individuals and learn their craft, and I love to write about it. I love to promote people. So that's my gift. God has given me that particular gift. So you have to find out what your gift is, and you have to build on it, okay? So the whole point that God is saying right now, as I just finished this interview, is that there's no secret what God can do. God has already proven himself. He's been to the cross. He's done all of that. Been there, done that. The thing is, you're going to have to pray. Start tonight. Pray. Say, Lord, what is my purpose? What do you want me to do for your kingdom? And he will show you. You don't have to be a minister, evangelist, prophet. You don't have to be any of that. You can be who you are. You don't have to pretend to be somebody else. The Lord is in the blessing business, and there is no secret what God can do. Okay, so be sure to remember that. In addition to that, A Spiritual Guide on the Go is online at Foles.com. That's FOYLES.com. Also, it's at bookworld.com, BOOKWHIRL.com. In addition to that, it's at Amazon.com, AmazonUK.com, BarnesandNobles.com. And also, I will have some workshops online, partial workshops that I will give as an introduction to the workshops that I will extend to the world, so that you will know what you are receiving before I get to you. Okay? In addition to that, remember that we are going to start our webinars. We're going to focus on spirituality, education, fitness, community issues. I really want to really reach out to our youth all over the world. I want to reach out to community leaders because it's very important. We have to. The Lord is mandating. It's almost a summon. He's summoning me to get something started. We need to really pray for this world. I was reading yesterday, for example, about a family who it was a murder-suicide, and five people were killed, and three of them were children. And this happened, I believe, in Virginia. America, we have to do better. We really do. There are things that are in the world that causes storms, just like the wind and the clouds are guilty of causing storms, but God is showing that there are circumstances. There are situations that causes a storm, and we have to be the peace in the midst of that storm. That means that we have to get the word out to people and let them know that we serve a true and living God, and it doesn't matter. You can't talk about God enough. Matter of fact, we need to talk about God more. We can't talk about him enough, and I'm going to do what the Lord has asked me to do because that is a conviction of mine. That is a charge that the Lord has given me, and I'm going to be obedient, you know. And so let's hope whoever may come, but I am going to do what the Lord says to do. In addition to that, make sure that you are praying for 150 individuals. If you have to pray for your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, just understand and realize that I'm still praying about which day I'm going to begin to display these artists' music. It may be on a Wednesday night after prayer that I will play for one consecutive hour different artists' music, because I want to display their gifts. That is part of my calling, to display others' gifts that the Lord has given, because I want the Lord to be lifted up and magnified. In addition to that, mark your calendars for August the 24th at 3:30 p.m. at the Greater Ebenezer Baptist Church, 919 Dutton Avenue, Waco, Texas, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is our pastor. We are having the church anniversary and homecoming, and we would like for all of you to attend. That includes former members, members, families, friends, and those individuals who are just stopping by. As I said before, Baylor University is getting ready to go back to school. It does not matter who you are, where you come from. The doors are always open. Yes, I'm an usher, and I will usher you right in, and you can have a seat where you please. But if you are close to Baylor University, if you are passing by, going back to San Antonio, Corpus Christi, wherever you're going, stop by on August 24th. We would love to see your faces. We will welcome the guests at the Greater Mount Olive Baptist Church, where the Reverend Petty is the pastor. They have a phenomenal singing group. The pastor is just excellent. And we're going to fellowship together. And not only will it be us, but it will be other individuals as well. And the doors of the church is open to the community, so please come out and help us support that. In addition to that, continue to pray for our youth. I'm still accepting submissions. I'm going to extend it to the end of this month because I still have individuals who are submitting, and I need to do a better job of putting it out in other areas as well. It is on the Internet and through some of my social media networks, but I see that some Texas individuals say we didn't even know about it, so therefore I'm going to have to make sure that I'm cognizant of that and make sure that I actually put it on my networks in Texas as well. Continue to enjoy the different ministries. If you log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove, you can enjoy many of the ministries from day one. This is almost my 200th program, praise God, and God has been good, and the guests are phenomenal, each guest that I've had on the ministry from the beginning to the end. I want to thank Ms. Julia Ganaway. She was my first individual who came on the show, the ministry, so that we could begin to practice when this ministry first started last year in June, and I want to thank all of the youth who will come and those who have been on the ministry, because it is just a blessing to have guests who love the Lord as much as you do and who can share some of the gifts or all of the gifts that the Lord has given. So I really appreciate that, and I thank you so much. In addition to that, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.